Sometimes expectations get in the way. When I was living in Italy and my American friends would come to visit, they'd often share with me that their expectations of what they would experience didn't match up to the reality there. This is especially true with food. They were expecting when they ordered a pizza with pepperoni in Rome, they expected that pizza to resemble the $8.99 Papa John's pepperoni pizza special that it provided most of their nutrition during college. And what they experienced instead was a very thin crust Roman pizza covered in red bell peppers. Pepperoni in Italian means peppers. Salami's the word for what we call pepperoni. People would be disappointed because their favorite Olive Garden specials weren't on the menu. Chicken Parmesan does not exist in Italy. They do pasta with red sauce, they do chicken, but never on top of each other. Unlimited Caesar salad and breadsticks do not exist there either. Caesar salad was invented by an Italian immigrant in San Diego about 100 years ago. In terms of breadsticks, they have slices of bread. They have hard crackers in the shape of breadsticks, but they don't really have what we have in terms of breadsticks. And the tragedy, of course, was they would spend their first meal or two trying to figure out why the food didn't meet up to their expectations. It took them a little bit of time to let go of those expectations before they could focus on the food in front of them, which they would eventually realize was much better than anything they expected. It was much better than anything they'd had before here in our country. Expectations sometimes get in the way. We saw that in our readings today. In the first reading, we heard about a miracle and in the life of a man named Naaman that almost never happened because his expectations got in the way. The backstory was he was an important military leader in what's modern-day Syria, actual central Syria, kind of the Aleppo region. That's where he was military commander. But he had leprosy, and he was looking anywhere he could for a cure. And he heard a rumor that there was this great prophet, Elisha, in Israel, who could work miracles. So he gets this entourage together, he packs up lots of money, and goes to Israel trying to do everything he can to find a cure. And when he arrives in front of the house of the prophet Elisha, things start not meeting up to his expectations. The prophet doesn't even come down to talk to him. He's standing at his front door. He's an important guy. He just sends one of the household members down and says he should just bathe in the River Jordan 7 times. Naaman's furious. He said, there's better waters I could have bathed in Syria. Why do I go want to dip in a muddy river 7 times? What's that going to do? And he says, I'm just going to go back to Syria and not even bother with the stupid advice of the prophet that does not meet up to the way I thought he would handle it. He even says, I think the prophet should have came down, called the name of God down, waved his hand over the leprosy, and then I would have been cured. Thankfully, Naaman's entourage is able to talk to him and convince him to at least give it a try. And so he reluctantly goes to the River Jordan. And that's where our reading picks up that we heard today. He goes in the water, goes up and down 7 times, and he walks out with the flesh transformed into the flesh of a child. He's completely, miraculously healed of his leprosy. It's a miracle that almost didn't happen because of his expectations. In the gospel story today, 10 lepers are miraculously cured by Jesus. Yet the way Jesus heals them is different than pretty much every other miracle in the gospel of Luke. You go through Luke cover to cover, there's dozens and dozens of people healed by Jesus. But they're always healed immediately. Jesus will touch them. He'll say a word. He'll just look at them and they're immediately, quickly healed. Today, this group of lepers come to Jesus, ask for him to have mercy on them, and he sends them away. He sends them to the priests. I marvel at the faith of these lepers in doing what Jesus asks of them and having their hearts at least cracked open to the possibility that he could do something miraculous, even though he had dismissed them. imagine these lepers. How do they know he's not just sending them away on a wild goose chase to get them away from him and his followers? His followers saw every other miracle happen immediately. And yet this miracle doesn't happen until they're on their way to the priest, who probably were in Jerusalem, which would have been a couple days' journey away. And yet Jesus healed them. It was not the way they expected. It was not the timeline they expected. But God powerfully touched their lives with his mercy. The same is true in our own lives. There's moments when God's mercy is ready and available for us, but we miss what God desires to do because his way of acting doesn't meet up to our expectations. Maybe the manner of God intervening, or perhaps the timeline in which God will intervene. Sometimes we find ourselves like Naaman, overlooking the way God wants to work in our lives because God's way is just too simple. It's too humble. Perhaps it's too repetitious. Think about what we do here at Mass and in the other sacraments. God used very earthy things to act in a powerful way in our lives. Every Sunday we gather here and kind of repeat the same rituals together, same prayers every Sunday over bread and wine. And yet a miracle occurs here as God comes to us in a real way and desires to heal our souls with his real presence. I can imagine Naaman as he's dipping up and down in this muddy river seven times, saying or thinking the things many of us said as children or teenagers when our parents were forcing us to go to Mass. I'm not getting anything out of this. This is boring. This is silly. And yet he learned after that repeated ritual over and over again, seven times in the muddy water, up and down, that God works through these rituals we use repeatedly, over and over again, even though they're so simple in some ways, so boring to some of us at times. God works in powerful ways. One phrase that may be helpful for us to focus on this weekend is the words those lepers used to cry out to Jesus. They asked God to have mercy on them. Have you noticed ever before how many times during the Mass we ask God to have mercy on us? Three times at the beginning, Lord of mercy, Christ of mercy, Lord of mercy. Then the priest prays that Almighty God will forgive all our sins and have mercy on us. Then again, the priest over the bread and wine asks God to have mercy on us. Then we have the Lamb of God who we ask to have mercy on us another couple of times. It's repeated over and over again. It's a very important part, apparently, of our Christian tradition. The lepers today cried out and asked God to have mercy on them, to heal the disease that was eating away at their lives. And so perhaps the question to ask for us today is, what's eating away at our lives? What's eating away at our spiritual life? What are the bad habits that need healing? What are the bad attitudes that get in the way of us being generous and joyful in our lives? What's eating away at the peace God desires us to have? What are the worries and fears and anxieties we allow to overwhelm us? Today, we come and ask for mercy in all of these areas of our lives. We ask for God's healing to be at work. The way God heals us might not be the way we expect. It may not be the timeline we expect. But God's power can work in miraculous ways in our lives. Because we gather here for not an Olive Garden meal, but for the real deal. A real encounter with God's mercy, who always desires to help us and to heal our souls.